Dad accused of murdering teenage son who found photos of him in women's underwear. By Amy Furr on July 1, 2021. A 59-year-old man is accused of second-degree murder and child abuse leading to the death of his 13-year-old son, who went missing in 2012 during a court-ordered visit to his dad's residence in Vallecito, Colorado. A witness testified on Tuesday during the second week of Mark Redwine's murder trial that he had gone up a mountain road alone 5 months after Dylan's disappearance. It was an area close to the spot where some of the boy's bones were later found, The Independent reported. However, Redwine claimed he was innocent and said he went home on November 19, 2012, and Dylan was not there and had possibly been attacked by a wild animal when he went outside. Prosecutors argued that Mr. Redwine killed Dylan, enraged that the boy had found photos of his father in women's underwear, wearing a diaper, and eating what appeared to be feces from a diaper, sick, the report continued. Dylan's older brother testified his sibling discovered the images while on a road trip with family in 2011. Dylan lost any reason for him to look up to Mark that day, Corey Redwine recently told a jury in La Plata County. According to the Denver Post, some of Dylan's bones were located in June 2013 in an area several miles from Redwine's house, near Middle Mountain Road and an ATV trail. La Plata County Sheriff Sergeant Martin Brenner testified on Tuesday. The area is not easily accessible by car in winter. Therefore, searchers were unable to scour the area until warmer weather in June 2013, the outlet continued. But in April 2013, Michael Hall, Dylan's stepfather, saw Mark Redwine coming down Middle Mountain Road in his pickup truck, Hall testified. Search efforts for Dylan that day were centered elsewhere, at the Vallecito Reservoir, and Hall had driven a few minutes up Middle Mountain Road in order to relieve himself in what he expected would be a deserted area. He testified he was surprised to see Redwine, and that it seemed Redwine sped away from him when the two men saw each other. Hall got into his own vehicle and chased Redwine down the mountain, he testified, eventually turning away when they reached paved roads. Hall later installed motion-activated game cameras along Middle Mountain Road to try to spot Redwine there again, he testified. Witness Leah Foster described to the jury the moment in 2015 when she and her husband found the skull that was eventually determined to be Dylan's. On Middle Mountain, KDVR reported Wednesday. Immediately, I knew it was a human skull, Foster stated.